Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. It's Big Party and Mary. All right, Mary, called you your real name.
Wow. What am I, signing legal documents? What are we doing here? Whenever I hear that name, it makes me feel like I'm in trouble.
That's
the only other time I ever hear, like when you hear Michael, you're like, yes. Oh.
Oh, no, my mother would call me Michael Patrick.
Oh, that's when you really know.
Yes, that's when I knew I was in trouble with you know, and I heard that a lot. Mm-hmm. So you're in trouble.
Yeah,
with
you
me.
Did.
gosh, you know what? We're going to have to wait till Friday. We have Employee of the Month. going on, and that, yeah, we'll get to that on Friday's podcast. So make
yeah,
sure
go ahead, ruin my weekend. Why ruin my whole week?
Well, I guess that's why I'm waiting. All right, let's get motivated real quick. We're doing, the choices, hangover foods. Now it's breakfast tacos and pancakes drenched in syrup. Which one would you like?
Pancakes sound really good today.
Pancakes mm-hmm. it is.
Demotivational quotes.
Motivational.
If at first you don't succeed, it's probably never going to happen. If you never believe in yourself, you will never let yourself down.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
True love is when two people lower their standards just the right amount. If you will keep following your dreams, they're going to file a restraining order. Before you can love someone else, you have to learn to love yourself. Uh-oh. So there's no chance of that happening.
Amen.
The best things in life are actually really expensive.
It's true.
Don't hate someone for what they look like on the outside. Hate them for what a piece of shit they are on the inside.
There you go.
Yes. That's fantastic.
There you go. little motivation.
Perfect.
To start the day. So yeah. All right.
I love the one about love yourself. So that's never going to happen.
No.
You're like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's all I got for you. All right. So, we want to thank everybody that has donated so far mm-hmm. To the cause. We'll just say,
Operation Dry Bottom.
Operation Dry Bottom. All right. So, basically, I'll just give you the names right here. Mary just recently donated, mm-hmm. Jackie, Brianna, Tara, Chris, Tracy. That's my half sister in California. Even she donated. Also Paula as well. So get your donations in. You can go to bigpartyshow.com and find us right there. It's pretty simple and it's pretty easy.
I want to give a shout out to Mary. That's my auntie.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's my mom's twin.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's very nice. That's uh-huh. very, very nice. I'm trying to fix something that's bothering me.
What are you trying to fix?
Right now. My screen is, gosh, dang, right. It is a mess. But anyway, I woke up with some hip issues this morning.
What are you, a dog? I have dysplasia.
No, I woke up with hip issues. I do not know what happened or what is the deal with it, but I woke up as if I need to get hip work done. Does
okay.
that make sense? Yeah.
I mean, like you need like a massage adjustment, like chiropractor. Stop messing with your screen. Just focus.
Okay. All right. How do you know I'm doing that?
Because everybody can see what your face looks like, which is like a deer in headlights. You're trying to have a conversation while also fixing something. You can't multitask.
Yeah.
So just leave it alone. Just focus on the show.
I can't. I'm trying already.
Oh, my God. Don't be an old man. Come on. I know your hips are hurting, but you can do it. You can push through. I know it doesn't look how you want it to look, but
I'm trying, okay. Molly. I'm really trying. Okay. All right. I'll just stop then. There you go. No, I don't know what it is. I did some working out, I think, last night. I realized that I'm not moving enough. You know, I had that neck surgery, so I just realized I'm not really moving enough. And so I stood up during the game last night and I was doing some moves, you know. It's crazy when you're not as flexible as you used to be. And then I just woke up in pure pain. And I instantly, and I mean, I kind of forgot. Yeah, I'm just my hip. It's a hip. I need a new hip. Hey, grandma.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. How many different things can we have going on with you?
Hey, that's next.
My hips and my knees and all sorts of other stuff. You're like, come on.
I don't get it. I mean, it is what it is. So yeah. Anyway, that's how I'm dealing today. I had to take some. Of that ibuprofen, Molly.
So note to self: you can't move. This is this is the world just telling you, like, stop it. Just give up.
I would 100% agree with that.
That's what it's telling you.
Yes. Yeah,
so, this is why you need to go to gentle yoga. Don't push it.
I know. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, I obviously overdid something.
You moved.
Well, get
it
this.
Seriously sounds like all you did was move. It doesn't sound like you weren't like, I was in the gym. I was doing squats and I must have like put something, like squatted weird and did something to my hip. Like, no, you're like, I was moving.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. We'll just leave it at that. Hey, how was Mara's happy belated birthday to Mara, your daughter's birthday?
Fourteen. Wow. So we have another phone in the house.
Oh no.
She had to wait until she turned 14 to get a phone.
She did.
Yeah. Okay. So yesterday we had stop messing with the screen.
Okay.
Because it's messing with my screen.
Okay.
Okay. So every time you keep moving stuff around, it keeps moving stuff around for me. And I can tell you're not listening.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll stop.
Okay. I'm done.
So we got her a phone. We did dinner last night. And then right after dinner, we did happy birthday. You know, I baked a cake and did everything like that. And then she unwrapped her present. And then we didn't see her again for the rest of the night.
Oh, God. That's funny.
She squirreled away off into, I was like, well, there she goes.
Did she know she was getting a phone? Did she know?
No, she was surprised.
Okay. Those are good surprises, right?
Yeah, that was a good surprise. She was really excited. I ordered her, and Peter's like, what color is that? It's like aquamarine, something really kind of like weird blue purple type of thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, I was like, yeah, do you like it being a color? She's like, yeah. And I got her a clear case so you can see it. Because nothing's worse than getting a colored phone and then you put the case on and you can't even see it.
God, I couldn't even tell you what color my phone is, actually, that you said. I think mine is just regular.
What color is yours?
I can't get mine. I think it's just black or
mine's
something.
Mine's like a dune. It's called like sandstone or dune or something.
Mine's just straight off. I think it's just black. I have a case on it. I can never get off.
That's what Peter has. He's like, I don't even. I'm like, yeah, because you're old. I'm surprised you don't have. You and Peter, like, seriously, how do I work this thing? That's why I was like, when he was sending me those alerts on our calendar, I wanted to take. I was like, who taught you how to do that? They need to stop teaching you how to, like, send alerts. Because he was like, it's like a kid that just learned something. He's like, and then I sent another calendar alert and another calendar alert. I'm like, knock it off. And I want the name of the person who taught you how to do that.
So it's an actual, is it an alert or just he's adding you to the calendar on his phone? Because I add Wylene to it just so he knows my schedule. She knows my schedule, but I don't push. I don't even know how that works.
No, because I get like an alert where it's like accept or decline.
Oh, yeah, that's an invite, not so much an alert. Okay, all right.
Whatever it is, it's annoying.
Okay.
It dings. It doesn't just quietly get migrated into your schedule. You have to acknowledge it.
Okay.
Like you have to be like, accept. And he sent me like a flurry of them.
Really?
And I was like, accept. I was like, what? Like, I'm going to turn it down. Like, no. I don't want to know what's on your schedule.
Now you don't have anything on, but you write stuff down.
I have moved to the phone, but I don't share my schedule with him. He doesn't need to know where I'm at. He doesn't need to know what I'm doing.
Why?
It's a need to know basis.
What if you get kidnapped?
You mean, what if I get a vacation? Oh, wow. No. Somebody's taking me somewhere new. They're going to feed me. It's going to be quiet. Yeah. It's called right now, a vacation.
Peter's listening going, wow, this is the second podcast in a row that you've hammered me on those alerts.
So really hey. Struck a chord.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, happy birthday to Mara. That's really good. Hey, real quick. Black Friday is right around the corner, and that happens to be also Homer's record day. All right. So if you want to pick up some cool stuff, records, they got everything there. Homer's has been around since like 1971. Yeah. They've got these cool posters there. But in the end, record store day at Homer's, they have a lot of exclusive releases through every genre of music. We're talking Benson Boone, Fleetwood Mac, Wicked, the Wicked soundtrack.
Yeah, the Wicked soundtrack.
Doors, the Ramones, you name it, they got it. And it's not just new. It's also used as well. They got used vinyl, CDs, DVDs. DVDs.
Yes. All right,
and also turntables. I just saw my turntable the other day, but that you don't call it a turntable. And I scoffed at it because it's like a case.
It's just a case. So record store day starts at 10 a.m. on Black Friday.
Get there.
So you're definitely going to want to change it. Homer's is at 12th and Howard. If you want more info, you can go to homersmusic.com.
That's right. H-O-M-E-R-S. Homer's has the very best music.
It helps if you spell it right.
H-O-M-E-R-S. Homer's.
That's you how didn't you put spell the E it. In there.
H-O-M-E-R-S. Homer's. That's their old jingle.
I know.
You remember that?
A million years ago, yes.
Right now, when it comes to music, there's no place like Homer's. That's their slogan. So, yeah, get there.
I love that.
Get there, have fun. Get there and have fun. I just saw that we got Thanksgiving coming up in a blink, Molly.
Yes.
And I just saw this news story about the question is it okay because the food, everything's costing more, you know, more expensive. And I think they're saying like it's like a 28% increase. So go find those deals if you need to. You just have to, you know, put it together for the most part. But the question was, should you charge guests?
Leave it to you to find this story. You're like, I mean,
should you charge guests? No. One lady said that she charges her guests $10. Can you believe that? $10.
You're another, a guest. That's baked in. You're a guest. You had got invited, not solicited.
And another lady said that she puts out a tip jar.
Jesus. God.
I know.
Give what you can. You know what I mean? Maybe help the staff out.
Maybe you can do that thing for the you know, like charities or something like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's one thing. But I mean, here's the thing. Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, don't charge people. Just make it more like a potluck.
Amen, sister. I'm with
you. That's the thing. Like, don't charge people $10. Be like, you're in charge of green bean casserole. You know, Cheryl, you're in charge of the mashed potatoes. I mean, farm it out. Be like, I'm making turkey. Everyone else can bring something. The turkey is taken care of. And everybody else, you bring whatever. Macaroni and cheese, you know, salad, what have you. Usually people ask if they can bring something.
That's what we have. We have a complete list. Molly, I was shocked when I saw it. I really was. I thought it was a joke. I'm like, this has got to be a bit. Someone's pulling a bit on this TV show. They ran with it. And yes, I was kind of going, who would do that? I can see if it was like for example, our Operation Dry Bottom. There's a prime example. Tell everybody, hey, we're going to donate some cash. You know, the babies at the little house can have some diapers and they're taken care of more so this year. That would make sense in a tip jar. But an actual tip jar, I don't know. I mean, I think
it's just rude, funny,
but it's rude. I would agree. That's like charging somebody to come to your wedding.
Yeah. I can't, I'm trying to think of a scenario where it would even be close to appropriate. And it's not.
No,
if you invite someone over to your home for a meal, the most you can do is say, hey, party, you bring some wine, you know, like, hey, Molly, do you think you could, like, you like to bake? Do you think you could take pies this year? You know what I'm saying? Like that, I get that. Everybody can pitch in. But to sit there and be like, you can go ahead and Zelle me. We're going to do a Splitwise. I figured, you know, because some people have kids and that's not the full $10. I was thinking more like a $7 charge for children.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait, I'm vegetarian. Can I get just $8 since I'm not going to be eating the turkey?
Yeah, I know. No. It seems crazy, but...
It is crazy. Uh-huh. It's bananas.
What would you say if you got to the party and, what would you say?
I mean, here you go. God bless. I had no idea you needed it so bad.
I know.
My thing is like, we would have hosted. Do you know what I mean? Like if it's that much of a financial burden.
Yeah.
Just say like, I can't have it this year. Things are tight. I really wish I could. I know we normally do, but like, it's just, we can't do it.
We can't connect. Yeah. That's, yeah. I don't know.
I just, I don't know how, I mean, I have thrown dinner parties on a budget.
That's easy to do.
Yes.
It really is so easy to do. I saw some lady who does catering and basically she was catering like for 45 people. Okay. And she broke it down on video on how she's going to cater this particular meal. So she went and bought like 6 rotisserie chickens from Sam's or wherever, Costco, and then made a salad and all that stuff. So there's definitely ways of budgeting stuff like that.
Sure.
I was going to just get some rotisserie chicken. Remember I did that?
You say that word so strange.
What? Rotisserie? Rotisserie?
It's rotisserie. And you say rotisserie. Like you add like a whole sparkle to it. Rotisserie. Like what are you, what kind of special chicken do you get? I get rotisserie.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe Sam's has something different.
No, Sam's has the same thing. The difference between the two, Molly, is this. Now I can't buy those chickens at a Walmart, the rotisserie chicken at a Walmart, or I cannot buy those at Sam's Club.
Because of the gluten.
No, not because they're both gluten free. They're all gluten free. All right. The main reason, because it comes in a bag. It's weird to me.
So does Sam's the Costco Club, one.
Yeah. I don't like it. Sam's Club has an actual container with the lid that you put it on. I can do that. I can't do things in a bag like that for some reason. It just, I don't know. I don't know.
You're on a tear about bags this week. Garbage bags, chicken bags. I'm dying to see what Friday's bag situation is. Don't spoil it. Come in fresh. I want to know what Friday's bag hang up is.
Okay, maybe.
You're like, and another thing about bags.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to do that for the early Thanksgiving with the boys. I suggested, I said, Wylene, why don't I just go get a rotisserie chicken? You know, that way I don't have to spend all this time thawing this bird out. And then I can cut it up and throw it in a whatever and just tell them it's turkey. would they know?
She's like, your cheapness.
No.
Turkey tastes different than chicken.
Oh, I'm very aware of that. But, you know, they're young boys. They're not going to know the difference. They don't make turkeys. Plus, one of them likes ham. The other one likes turkey, the bird. Uh-huh. So I have to do both.
I'm always surprised. But, you know, I will say that I'm surprised about ham. I hear more and more about ham this year. I feel like I've never heard that much about ham as a Thanksgiving entree. Meal?
Really? Yeah. I eat ham all the time. I didn't
know. I don't know what it is. All of a sudden this year, I'm getting hammered with ham talk. That one's free.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been seeing more of them at the store. I don't know. Maybe I'm just paying attention. I've never had ham at Thanksgiving ever.
You haven't? No, we do it all the time. That's our jam. That's our jam. It's the ham.
Sick. That sound effect has to go. Now we're that show. You're like, and they have sound effects. That's when I knew we jumped the shark. That's when I knew that the show had gotten weird.
Yeah. I agree. How stupid is that sound effect?
Just makes you cringe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Oh, no. Seriously. Leave $10 in the tip jar. This dinner's not free.
All right, party crashers. We got something coming to you. The Light the World Giving Machine is coming to Westroads. Mm-hmm. It's super cool. All right. It's right here in Omaha at the Westroads. And it's going to be November 25th in the morning, 9 a.m. show. Basically how it works, it's like a regular vending machine. But instead of snacks and you know, pop and stuff like that, you can buy real things like food, clothing, yeah, baby supplies, hygiene kits. Now, even chickens.
Yes. For like, I mean, not. Yes. Okay. So there are five local nonprofits that are going to participate in this year. So like Catholic Charities, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. We've got New Visions Homeless Services and Trivium Life Services. But there are things outside of this community like chickens.
Yeah, like chickens and goats. You're,
yes.
So it's a vending machine. So by the way, you just swipe the card and 100% of this donation goes to the local nonprofits that Molly had just mentioned. All right. So it's downstairs on the on level two. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Westroads. So if you need information, go to Giving Machine Omaha on all the socials and stuff like that. Check out our Facebook page, too. We'll give you all the info. But you can give some chickens. I just want to go and give chickens.
Chicken. I want to know how much a chicken costs. $10.
Yeah.
Leave it in the tip jar.
Even goats and everything. So yeah, that's pretty cool. There's just no middleman, and that's what makes it easier. You just show up and take your kids and show them a little bit.
How cute is that?
Yeah, of how that works. Yeah, it's like a vending machine that donates to the good cause. Was there anything at A-List?
We got a couple things. So the new Wicked movie is coming out Friday, Wicked for Good. And that it has Ariana Grande, you know, she's one of the stars and
she's really taken that role. What is her name in the Glinda? Movie? Wicked? Linda?
Glinda, like the good witch.
Okay. She's the good witch. I'm not familiar with Wicked. I'm familiar mm-hmm. with, you know, where does it come from? It comes from...
He's on where down, does it come from?
Down road. Wizard of Oz.
Yes, there we go.
Wizard of Oz. I do remember that as a child. But I that was
the Wiz is moving down the road. I know. He's sitting there. We're on down the road. I'm like, that's not the Wizard of Oz. It's a spinoff. Or it's a redo. It's
Michael Jackson.
It's an update. Redo.
But anyway, what I've noticed in all of her interviews, she's really inherited that role. You might as well just call her Glinda and not Ariana anymore, because she doesn't act like – she acts weird to me in these interviews. She just acts weird, like not like what she used to be. Remember when
this is one of the things is that she was talking about the fact that one of the things that they've all noticed is that they touch each other a lot.
Yes,
she and Cynthia Erivo are like constantly pawing each other. And everyone's like, what is the deal? And Ariana Grande just did an interview and she says she channels a lot of her energy through her hands. So that's one of the things that she's a touch person. So whether it's like touching surfaces, touching cups, touching people, apparently that is her way of connecting. So that is part of the reason why you see them being so handsy in all of these. It's not even just in interviews, like on red carpets. It's like, okay, ladies, we get it. You're really bonded over this movie, but it's like, it's just, it they're like fused.
Who's the other lady that's in it? What's her name?
Cynthia Erivo.
She is 100% the same thing as Glinda. Yeah. They both mm-hmm. have become these characters in real life.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's weird to me.
Ariana Grande is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live December 20th, and the musical guest is Cher.
I saw that. But by the way, Molly, first time I thought of you because you do a good Cher. It's the first time she has been on Saturday Night Live.
How is that possible? 40
years.
I know.
40 years.
She looks amazing.
What is she eating?
I don't know. Nothing. Look at her. She's tiny. She's like a little, she's all hair.
Baby blood and stuff, right?
I know. She's unbelievable. Eating,
like, I don't want to say baby blood. Maybe Cher takes like something cute, like baby goat blood. You know, baby
maybe she does that vampire cute. Facial where they put blood and stem cells or whatever on you.
I don't get it.
The other little thing is the Country Music Association Awards. Tonight, November 19th, Wednesday night. And it's going to be the big night in country music. It's in Nashville, 7 o'clock on ABC. Chris Stapleton, going. Miranda Lambert, Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Okay. Uh-huh. Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Brandi Carlile, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson's coming back as host. Shaboozy is up for Best New Artist.
I love he's the Best New Artist. Why does it seem
he's up for Best New Artist? I know. I thought so too. It's like he's I always think it's so funny when they have Best New Artist and you're like, this person's been around for a while.
Yeah.
They're just finally hitting commercial success. And so then they, you know, they say, Best
no Beyonce? No Beyonce going to be there mm-mm. with her Cowboy nope. Carter? Okay.
I think that was last year anyway.
We'll see.
But you've got.
All right. Well, let's go back to that then. All right. So, you know what? You put out a country album, Beyonce, and then you want to be, and then you're there at the Country Music Awards. But now, since you don't have a country album, you don't show up.
Wow. Well, a lot of people don't show up if they're not nominated.
I know that.
I mean, usually what gets you someplace is like you're being acknowledged for your work. You're uh-huh. not just usually just showing up like, yeah, or unless they ask you to present.
I would so just show up just for the fun, just for the party.
They're like, oh God, he's here. Get a life. Oh my God. You're like, hey, there was a party. And I'm big party, so I wanted to be part of your party.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I would do this. All right. So that's going on, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Real quick, Oscars. I had to do some searching because all over the news was, and I needed to ask you this, like Tom Cruise got an Oscar at the Governor Awards. What is that? I don't understand.
That's a special recognition. Like it's like lifetime achievement type of thing. It's not a real, it's not a, and the Oscar goes to, no, it's not a somebody. I mean, this is like a special award that they give out. You know, you're getting it is my point. It's not a surprise. Like, it's not like the night of the Oscars where you're like, am I going to win Best Actor? Like, I don't know. Like, this is like the lifetime achievement's going to go to so-and-so. They know that they're getting
so
it.
So they know they're getting it. Oh, because Dolly Parton, that was the other thing. Dolly Parton got an Oscar as well, and she did some great acceptance speech of some sort. And Tom Cruise got one. Has he ever had one before? I don't even know, but they no, sure I,
he's
are
been celebrating nominated.
It. Okay. He's never won.
I was going to say, he has been nominated, but I think we would have known if he won. Something tells me that.
Why?
Because it'd be like Academy Award winner Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 17. They would be running that like nobody's business.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But okay.
You don't win an Academy Award and get quiet about it. You know who I can't believe has an Academy Award and multiple Academy Awards?
Who's that?
Adrian Brody. Oh my God.
He's done.
Drives me bananas. We just have been watching. Yeah. We've been watching Peaky Blinders.
Is he in that? Okay.
Yeah. He's like in season 3. He plays this Italian mobster from the States. It's like laughable. Like, I'm like, are you trying to make fun of Marlon Brando and The Godfather? Like, are you Like, are you just pretending to be him? Like, are you doing an impression? It is the worst. Like, it's almost unwatchable. Like, Peter at one point was like, I don't know if I can watch this season if he's like this the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was bad.
So what is it about him that you don't like? Is it his nose?
No. No, that is like, he really does have a big old nose. He just seems like the biggest weird dude. He just seems weird and like super intense and just really into himself. I don't know. It's so stupid. I don't know why. He's so not anything to be like concerned about or like have it be on your radar. I think the only reason he's purposely on my radar right now is we've been watching Peaky Blinders and he's just so aggravating that he almost makes the entire show unwatchable. Like, that's a gift. When you are so bad that you make it, like, we were thrilled when his character went away. Like, thank God. Like, can we watch this episode again with him leaving? Because this is great.
God, I didn't know you're that hung up on him. I figured he'd be one of your dudes. You know, no. he has the same look as what's the guy that's in Chicago that you love?
Does not look anything like John Cusack.
Yeah, he does, except for the nose.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, that nose could hold his own special part. Remember the movie do you remember the movie with Steve Martin when he played
Cyrano de Bergerac?
We played the nose character. Brock, who is that?
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Steve Martin. Yeah, Roxanne is the name of it. Yeah.
He just had the movie.
Yeah. I don't know who that guy is. I thought it was just a made-up character. There, you look, people, we learned something today. You learned something fresh and new on the Big Party Show.
Don't play a sound effect. Don't you dare see you looking around, poking around down over there. Lord knows what you're up to.
No, come on. That's not it. It's you know, it is what it is. There's no sound effects coming at you, Molly. All right, thank we're God. Out of here. All right. So that's your show. Go hydrate. Go do what you got to do. But most importantly, go and donate to thebigpartyshow.com for
Operation Dry Bottom.
Why I can't remember that today. I don't know why, but we need more donations. We got to get that going for the babies of the Lydia House. All right. We'll see you guys on Friday. We'll have something good for you. And just be good to everybody around you and do yourself good.